This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged young Indians to dream even bigger than previous generations and build global consulting, accounting, financial and legal firms capable of leading the world. Mr. Modi said, "Today Indians are leading the top companies of the world, so why can't companies built by Indians lead the world?" The Prime Minister was addressing centenary celebrations of Sri Ram College of Commerce SRCC at Delhi University yesterday evening.
Hum garv se kehte hain ki aaj Bharatiya duniya ki top companies ko lead kar rahe hain. Agar Bharatiya duniya ki top companies ko lead kar rahe hain तो भारतीयों की बनाई कंपनियां दुनिया को क्यों लीड न करें?
Mr. Modi said India's 7.8% quarterly growth amid global uncertainty reflects its economic strength. He said India has come a long way from policy paralysis to policy dynamism. He said the world is watching India become the fastest growing major economy.
देश की डिफेंस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग अपने ऑल टाइम हाई पर है. आज भारत करीब करीब 2 लाख करोड़ रुपए का डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन कर रहा है. 2013-14 में हम 600-700 करोड़ रुपए का डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट करते थे. आज ये आंकड़ा करीब करीब 40,000 करोड़ रुपए तक पहुंच चुका है.
The Prime Minister said SRCC has given generations of students the opportunity to learn, grow and make a difference over the years. Mr. Modi said the college has distinguished itself over the years, making a mark for academic excellence. Prime Minister Modi travelled by the Delhi Metro as he headed to SRCC to participate in the college's centenary celebrations yesterday evening. BJP Rajya Sabha MP Dinesh Sharma has been appointed Lieutenant Governor of Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Dr. Sharma will succeed Admiral D.K. Joshi, retired, who took over as Lieutenant Governor of Andaman and Nicobar Islands on October 8, 2017. Dr. Sharma, 62, earlier served as Deputy Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh. His Rajya Sabha term was to end on November 25th. A Rashtrapati Bhavan communique issued last night said that Dr. Sharma's appointment will come into effect from the date he assumes charge of his office. In Chhattisgarh, the National Investigation Agency's special court in Jagdalpur has convicted all 10 accused in Jhiram Valley Maoist attack case under various charges. A total of 11 accused were tried in the case, of whom one died during the trial. The court found all 10 accused, including 2 women, guilty of the murder of 29 people and attempt to murder 15 others. The order of the quantum of punishment has been reserved for September 16th. In May 2013, Maoists attacked a convoy of Congress leaders in Jhiram Valley. 29 people, including senior Congress leaders, were killed in this dastardly attack. Jharkhand Urban Development Minister Sudhir Vikumar Sonu passed away at Mercy Hospital in Giridhi after suffering a heart attack. He reportedly complained of ill health late at night and was brought to the hospital at around 2 a.m. where he passed away at around 4 a.m. More than 500 institutional investors, finance ministers and business leaders will participate in the inaugural iBRICS Summit on the sidelines of BRICS Summit in New Delhi on 12th and 13th of this month. The two-day summit is designed to connect sovereign capital with bankable infrastructure, energy and digital capacity projects across 21 BRICS member states and partner nations. As BRICS Chair 2026, India will be hosting the 18th BRICS Summit on September 12 and 13 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In women's cricket, India defeated Pakistan by 7 wickets in a one-sided Women's Asia Cup T20 match in Dubai. Pakistan were bowled out for just 55 in 18.1 overs, their lowest ever total in T20 internationals. Young spinners Sri Charani and Prema Rawat took 3 wickets each, while Deepti Sharma claimed 2. India chased down the target in 8.4 overs, with captain Harmanpreet Kaur remaining unbeaten on 18. In badminton, India's Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have entered the China Masters final for the third time. The world number 5 pair defeated Malaysia's Noor Muhammad Azirin Ayub and Tan Wee Kyong 21-15, 18-21, 21-11 in the semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.